Welcome to the Starsology Astrology Podcast. I'm your host, Alison Price. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about new moon wishing. So new moon wishing is a practice that new age people do at each new moon. So in general, once a month, there will be a new moon and it will be at a particular place in the zodiac and it will be different each month. And generally it moves up from one sign to the next, but not always. There are exceptions. And the idea is that at the position of the next new moon, it will occur in a certain house in your natal chart. So with new moon wishing, you're looking ahead. You're looking to say, well, when will the next new moon be? Which house is it going to occur in my chart? And then the idea is that you would make wishes in alignment with that particular house and the particular sign of the new moon. So bear in mind that in some months there may be two new moons, one on the 1st and one on the 31st. And in some years, there will be one sign that has two new moons as well, right at the beginning of the sign and right at the end of the sign. So you can't just guarantee that it's going to be in the next sign or even in the next house. So, of course, the couple of super-duper special new moons each year will be the new moons, which are also solar eclipses. Now, typically, there are at least two solar eclipses each year, but sometimes there could be three or four. It just depends. And Arwen and I have spoken about eclipses, and I'll link to one of those episodes below. There is some interesting naming for when we do have double hits of new moons, either in signs or during the month. So a second new moon in any calendar month is known as a black moon. And then you get a seasonal black moon, which is the fourth new moon in any season. And the seasons begin, of course, at the cardinal ingresses. So that's spring, summer, autumn and winter. Your fourth new moon within that season would also be known as a seasonal black moon. And then now and again, the month of February, because it's so short, doesn't even have a new moon. And that would also be considered a black moon as well, because there isn't one. Now, of course, these new moons that are right at the fringes of the month or the sign will actually depend on your time zone and whereabouts you are. So even if I, for instance, get two new moons in one month, you may not where you live because the actual day has shifted to the next day. So the next February, just to go back to that, the next February that does not contain a new moon will actually be in February 2033. So that's way down the road, but it does happen. So let's just go over how to make a new moon wish. So you want to do some preparation. So first, you're going to want to know the date, the sign and the degree and position of the new moon and where it's going to be in your birth chart. So you'd actually find this out beforehand. Next, you're going to make 3 to 5 wishes in line with the meaning of your new moon sign and 3 wishes in line with the house. Now, ideally, you can combine the sign and house to make some cohesive wishes as well. I'm going to give some examples about this in a moment. Next, you would write your wishes on a nice piece of paper or in your new moon wishing book and have them all prepared before the new moon actually occurs. And at this point, you can actually draw, collage or colour the chart for the new moon or the page in your journal to bring it all to life. I actually use a new moon wishing book, and I'll talk about that in a moment. So then at the moment of the new moon or just after, you can place a candle in your window and say your wishes out loud. Then you're going to place your book or your wishes on an open windowsill underneath or next to the candle. And it is possible then to let the candle burn for a while. After the new moon and before the next one, you're going to spend some time in reflection. So you might want to make any notes about the wishes that you made, and you make these later on in the month. And you could say how you and when your wishes came true. You could write about how you feel and your reactions to situations that did unfold during that month in line with your wishes. And at this point, you can continue to embellish and colour in your monthly new moon page or in your book or on your sheet, and create a beautiful memory for yourself that you can look back in years to come. So let's just talk a little bit about how the moon is different in each sign. So when the moon enters a new sign, it takes on the role or the archetype of the sign and expresses itself through that sign's meaning. So each sign's attributes are shown by particular themes and nuances, and these will be subtly expressed through the new moon as it occurs in the different signs. In this way, each new moon will have a different energy to the previous one. Now I'm going to give you three suggestions for each new moon as we go through the 12 signs. So for Aries, your wishes could start with the following sentence. I wish for the courage to. I wish I am. I wish to challenge myself to. New moon wishes for when the moon is in Taurus. I wish to build a life of. I wish I had. I wish to acquire an appreciation of. Then when the new moon occurs in Gemini, I wish to write. I wish to think more about, and I wish to open communications with. When the new moon occurs in Cancer, here's your three wishes starter sentences. I wish I felt. I wish my mother. I wish to take better care of. You fill in the sentences. When the new moon occurs in Leo, I wish to be proud of. I wish to create more. I wish to inspire. When the new moon occurs in Virgo, your three sentence starter prompts are, I wish to focus on, I wish to be modest about, I wish to serve others through. Next, when the new moon occurs in Libra, I wish for balance in, I wish to harmonize, I wish my relationships were. When the new moon occurs in Scorpio, I wish my secret life was. I wish to purge toxic attitudes that hold me back, like. And I wish to support. When the new moon occurs in Sagittarius, I wish to broaden my. I wish to believe in. I wish to expand my consciousness into. When the new moon occurs in Capricorn, your three sentence starters are, I wish to achieve, I wish I was open to, I wish my personal boundaries were. And then when the new moon occurs in Aquarius, I wish that humanity, I wish to align myself with, I wish my tribe was. And finally, when the new moon occurs in Pisces, your three sentence starters are, I wish to escape from, I wish I had a moment to pause and, I wish to sacrifice my. So there I've provided you with three sentence starters for new moon wishes for each of the 12 zodiac signs. So of course, it will generally be in a different sign each month, and that's why you would move on to different wishes. But the second part of this is to discover about new moons in the houses. So we know that the astrology houses pertain to areas of your life that will become a focus when the new moon happens in them. So in your chart, each house starts at a different degree, and some of your houses may be fat and some of your houses may be thin. What this means is that you could have a house that does not get a new moon in a particular year because the moon skips over it. And in that case, you would generally have one house that will have two new moons in the same house, one after each other. So you do need to look at your natal chart to exactly see how the houses are falling for you and how the new moons are falling within the houses, I should say. So now I have some new moon wishes starter sentences that I can offer you for each of the different houses within your chart. So if the new moon occurs in your first house, your wishes are, I wish I am, I wish my self-confidence is, I wish to be more authentic in. If the new moon occurs in your second house, I wish my income sustains. I wish the value I place on people and things reflects. And I wish my self-esteem, you finish the sentence. When the new moon occurs in your third house, some new moon wishes starter sentences are, I wish to take a short course in. I wish to spend more time in my local area and be engaged in. I wish that my transport and commute was. When the new moon happens in your fourth house, your new moon wishes starter sentences are, I wish for my family to be happy, healthy, and I wish my home is. I wish to thank my ancestors and parents for. When the new moon occurs in your fifth house, I wish for my children to be happy, healthy, and I wish to take my creativity more seriously so I can. I wish to enjoy my leisure time and spend it doing. When the new moon occurs in your sixth house, your sentence starters are. I wish for simple daily rituals that. I wish to maintain my physical health and a positive mindset that will. I wish my day job gave me. When the new moon occurs in your seventh house, I wish to have a life partner who will. I wish for a business partner who is skilled in. I wish to treat other people. When the new moon occurs in the eighth house, I wish for financial support so I can. I wish to persuade others that. I wish my intimate life was. When the new moon occurs in the ninth house, I wish to read, learn, and know more about. I wish to take a journey to explore. I wish to advertise and promote my. When the new moon occurs in your tenth house, I wish my career. I wish to be known in the public domain for my. I wish I am accomplished and recognized as. When the new moon occurs in your 11th house, your sentence starters are, I wish my friends were, I wish I am free too, I wish my social circle was, and finally, when the new moon occurs in your 12th house, I wish to withdraw from life for a while too, I wish to look after and curate, and I wish to confine myself for a while so I can. So there I've offered you three starter sentences for each astrological sign. So there's 12 of those, so therefore 36. And for each of the astrological houses, and there's 12 of those, therefore 36. And the idea is that you're going to combine that you've perhaps got your, I don't know, your second house is Libra, and you would combine the two types of wishes that you could put together for a new moon that would occur in your second house in Libra. Now, the beauty of new moon wishing is that you can come back again next year when the moon is once more in your second house in Libra and reflect on the actual, how the new moon wishes went for you on the previous years. And you can build up, I want to call it an astro transit database, if you're an astrologer, of how these new moons have unfolded for you, because the new moons will continuously repeat for you, second house Libra, third house Scorpio, depending on how your chart is. So even though my new moons pattern will be different to yours, your pattern will remain every year. And this is the point. And the funny thing is, I've spoken about this previously on the podcast, that in general, I'm a more of a solar person. I follow the sun, I follow the seasonal cycles quite closely. And the moon is very often elusive for me. And I think it's more because the sun dominates in my chart. But if you perhaps are someone whose moon is dominant, because it's well positioned, first house, 10th house, most elevated, whatever it is, the handle in a bucket or something like that, or you've got Cancer rising, then you want to lean into, or you were born on an eclipse, then you want to lean into your moons. And of course, I know many astrologers who actually do new moon wishing. Some of them actually call it new moon intentions, where they're rather saying, instead of saying, I wish this and that, they're saying, this month I intend to, in line with their sign and the house. Now, my argument with working with the moon has always been that we can clearly see what the moon does to the tides. And I always like to say that you can't surf in if the tide's going out. There's no point paddling out at Hawaii with your surfboard, hoping to surf to the shore when the tide's going out. So you want to be working with the planetary energies. And this is a good example at the new moon. And it's one of those things that you can do every month. And it's a nice ease into following the moon. It's a nice way to ease into paying attention to astrology, because as you know, there are so many things that need attention. You've got all the planets, the signs, the houses, the aspects, on and on it goes. I mean, where it stops, nobody knows. But the point is that everyone can look at the new moon. You don't even need an ephemeris or an astrologer to tell you. The weather apps will tell you where the moon is. You can just Google it, when's the next new moon, and you can find out which position this new moon is going to be in and make your wishes and or intentions in line with the energy that the moon is expressing through the sign that it is happening in and the actual house in your chart. Years ago, when I started with new moon wishing, which must have been 15 years ago, I had this little notebook and I was drawing the little chart for the new moon and making my notes on the right-hand page. Because I do like journaling, but I have my words on the right-hand page and I've got a picture or a chart or a diagram on the left-hand page. So I've got my thoughts sorted out. And I carried on with this new moon book it then went on to multiple books, little tatty old notebooks by this stage. But then a couple of years ago, I actually created a new moon wishing book where these wishes they're printed in and you can work with it. And it makes it perhaps a little easier to start working with new moon wishing. So I'm actually going to put a link below this podcast to this book I created called New Moon Wishing, a self-care guidebook for wishful thinkers. And it's under my pen name, Pearl Pendragon. What was I thinking? It's all to do with the moon. So if that interests you, the link will be below this podcast and on the blog post related to it. So I also want to tell you of a friend of mine, an astrologer, Norma. She runs a new moon group and they meet on Zoom at every new moon. It's a free group. Anyone can join. And I'm going to put her contact details below as well so that you can contact Norma and see if you want to follow along and see how she's working with the new moon in a very similar way. She does work with intentions rather than wishes, but she's offering her audience a way to start to understand how the new moon works and what type of things that you can actually, you know, put in your wishes or in your intentions and how to follow along and how to almost embrace astrology into your life. If you're not really an astrologer, if you're just, I want to call it astrologer adjacent or friends of astrology, if you're not a mainstream professional astrologer, you may just still want to be interested in these things. And I have it with my daughters. They just kind of say, oh, Ma, it's a new moon. And I say, yes, I know. And this and that. So in a way, it's a gateway process to get into astrology by following the new moon and working with new moon wishes and or intentions. So I'm definitely going to, I recommend Norma's new moon group. She's actually quite a fun gal and that has been going for a long time and I'll put her links below as well. So I also just want to point out that it's not only about making an intention or making a wish, it's about during the course of that month, reflecting back on the wishes you had made at the previous new moon. Because new moons occur when the sun and the moon come together at the conjunction. So it's their synodic cycle between the sun and the moon. And it's a cycle, it's the shortest cycle we have in astrology because it only lasts 1 month. But during the cycle that began at the conjunction of the sun and the moon, that is the seed moment in the cycle. And that is why we put our intentions and our wishes at the new moon. During the course of that cycle, as the moon moves to the full position, you're starting to see through the principle of phase that things are being developed, your projects or whatever it was you were working on are coming to fruition. You're seeing the progress you've made. You may or may not have to make adjustments depending on which actual phase the moon is in. But it's a way for you to reflect, which is very much a moon keyword, reflect back on the wishes you made in line with your new moon position in your natal chart to see how things are developing. And it's a way to follow the full cycle of that full synodic cycle between the sun and the moon and follow the moon as it grows in light and then as it diminishes in light over the last 2 weeks of the month. It's about reflecting on what it was that was critical or you felt was important at the seed moment, at the conception of all your ideas about I want this or that or the other, or I want to do more of this, that or the other. And to see during the course of the month, how did that come to pass? Was it as you anticipated? Were you able to put the energy in that you thought you could at the beginning? Or have you had to make changes and adjustments? And at what point did you do that in the lunar cycle? So you may find that as you get to the gibbous phase, that this is the time when you meet somebody and they say, oh, hey, why don't you do this? And it changes your trajectory of what you had initially planted at that seed moment. So this is really the benefit of doing new moon wishing. It's not necessarily about making the wish itself particularly. It's about looking back at how the cycle unfolded for you, and then you get a bit of an understanding of how phase works, which you can then take that principle of phase, which I have spoken about before, and apply it to other major cycles within your natal chart. So, of course, we've got the Jupiter-Saturn cycle and the phase that those planets are in. And there's, even though that's way, way, way longer than the lunar cycle, obviously, it's the principle of phase still remains, so that things that were initiated or birthed at the conception point of the conjunction are actually still developing, even globally, on master scales as well, as the phase continues. Now, of course, also from this, we can take it that as the sun goes round and makes a conjunction to all the transiting planets, it begins its synodic cycle with those planets at that conjunction, at that point. And then as the sun breaks away from these slow-moving planets, the principle of phase still comes in. But what was birthed at the conjunction is unfolding as that sun is moving away. So what I'm trying to say here is that using new moon wishing is a way to understand that cycles have a beginning and an end. What do they say? It's document the journey, not the destination or something. So it's actually as the cycle is unfolding through its particular steps that it would naturally do, that we can see this reflected in this sun moon phase that we're talking about. So in that way, this is a good way to get into astrology, to start thinking about how things are developing, how things unfold during transits of all the planets, not just the sun and the moon. So if you found value in this episode, please do share the episode with someone who would be interested. It does help us. You can email any questions to us at starsology@gmail.com and visit our website, starsology.com. I'm Alison Price. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time. Thanks so much for getting this far through the episode. I just want to take a moment to tell you about the two main options of my astrology services. So the first one is coaching. If you are an aspiring astrologer, and by that I mean someone who's perhaps a hobbyist astrologer, or someone who's learning astrology, or a student, or you've got a few books and you've been doing it for a while, but perhaps you need a little bit of help to bring it all together, then maybe getting some astrological coaching from me would be the answer for you. The astrology coaching I offer is a one-hour session on Zoom, and it's tailored to answer your particular questions. For example, if you have issues with natal chart readings, we can go there. Or if you're having problems working with your forecasting, we can go there. Or even basic astrology stuff, or even getting yourself organized for your astrology business. The idea is that astrological coaching will answer your particular questions. It's tailored specifically to you and where you are in your astrological journey. And I'm happy to help you out with some guidance about how you can get going, what to focus on, and what to dismiss. So that would be the astrological coaching for people trying to learn astrology. The second astrological service I offer is consultations. So this is for someone who perhaps doesn't know anything about astrology, but they just want to have their chart read or get their chart done. Call it what you will. So once more, this is a one-hour consultation over Zoom. I will interpret your chart, tell you about the main features, tell you about where the energy is flowing, and all the rest of what is entailed in a thorough natal chart interpretation. I can also add in some forecasting in there too, bearing in mind we only have 1 hour. So just in summary, I've got coaching for people who want to learn astrology, and I've got consultations for those who want to get an astrology reading done. I'm Alison Price from starsology.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.